Dobbs says deciding on an abortion, the liberty interest or the privacy interest is not, it's not in, that's in the Constitution. There's actually no right to privacy in the Constitution. It was derived beginning with cases about, I believe, defamation and people, private information being published. But over time, it was cited in the early cases about contraceptives, married people. The law should not ban married people from buying contraceptives. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the government shouldn't be in the bedroom, you know, having a say about people's private lives like that. And so this right to privacy was developed from other rights in the Constitution, but the word is not in there. So that was the basis of, you know, the early contraceptive decisions, the obviously Roe v. Wade. And when it got to Suzanne, the first case to go to the Supreme Court in the 90s, Justice Rehnquist, who was very conservative, they started talking about a liberty interest. I mean, Rehnquist didn't vote in favor of access to choice, I'm pretty sure, but at that time, the justices switched from privacy to liberty because that word is in the Constitution. So there was a parallel development in the right to die litigation. So Quinlan was based on a right to privacy, but that was only in New Jersey. I mean, that was a New Jersey decision. And then cases that were coming later, they were all privacy. And the first right to die case that went to the Supreme Court was Suzanne, and that's where they said, well, there is an interest, but it's a liberty interest. And the same thing was going on with abortion. So for, you know, several decades, that was the working idea that there was a constitutional right to make these decisions that you could find, you could pinpoint in the Constitution.